This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Friday that 4 million people across Ukraine have been hit by power cuts due to Russia's bombing campaign, and officials in Kyiv are warning of unprecedented power outages. Zelensky spoke hours after Russia said it had completed its call-up of 300,000 reservists to fight in Ukraine. The United States, meanwhile, announced fresh military aid to Ukraine in part because of Russia's attacks on the country's civilian infrastructure. A man faces attempted homicide and other charges after an attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband in their California home. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says officers were called to the Pelosi home early this morning for a welfare check, and they found Paul Pelosi and another man both holding a hammer.
The suspect pulled the hammer away from Ms. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it.
Sources say the 82-year-old Pelosi suffered blunt force injuries and was hospitalized. Scott says David DePepe was taken into custody, and while his motive is unclear, a source says the intruder had broken into the home looking for Nancy Pelosi, shouting, "Where is Nancy?" A chilling echo of the Capitol insurrection.
Nancy!
Where rioters roamed the hall searching for the Democratic leader. She was here in Washington this morning and not in the home during the attack. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Nigeria's police force says it's beefing up security as the United States ordered non-emergency diplomatic staff to leave the capital due to a heightened risk of terrorist attacks. This is VOA News. Renewed clashes between government soldiers and M23 rebels have forced more people from their homes in eastern Congo after fighting resumed early Friday, sending panic-stricken residents fleeing. The United Nations has said some 40,000 people have been displaced since hostilities between the two sides broke out October 20th. The M23 rebels were largely inactive for nearly a decade before they re-emerged last November. Congo's government has accused neighboring Rwanda of supporting the M23, an allegation that Rwanda's government has repeatedly denied. Climate change is threatening culture on an island in Alaska. The AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
Sheshmerep, Alaska, is located near the Arctic Circle and is home to about 600 people. Glaciologist Jason Gleck says the island is shrinking.
The villages are getting closer and closer to the ocean to the point where waves are breaking through the communities when there's a big storm coming in.
Alfred Ningulik has lived on Sheshmerep his entire life. Because of climate change, he has voted to relocate off the island.
We as humans will try our best to save it, but it's not going to be enough.
But the cost of relocating is high. Young mom Molly Snell worries about the safety of her children.
It's kind of heartbreaking just to know that they won't be able to live the life I did when I was a kid, because it won't be here.
Snell hopes they do relocate from Sheshmerep before a storm forces them to evacuate. I'm Ed Donahue.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Friday his country will sell a government-backed five-year bond to raise money for Ukraine and will also impose new sanctions on 35 Russian individuals, including executives of the state-owned energy company Gazprom. Rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis has died at age 87. AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
According to the legend that is Jerry Lee Lewis, he would kick his stool over and put his foot on the piano because he was unable to dance on stage like guitar players could. Lewis was known as the killer with songs like Great Balls of Fire and Whole Lot of Shaking going on.
I'm all over, baby.
Lewis married 7 times, including famously to his 13-year-old cousin. He said in a 1996 AP interview he was proud of his wives and his music, but mostly one thing in particular.
A breath. But God has given me a breath in my body. I'm most proud of that.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And once again, our top story this hour, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that 4 million people across Ukraine have been hit by power cuts due to Russia's bombing campaign. And officials in Kyiv are warning of unprecedented outages in the future. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.